Praise the Lord, family. This is Mama T, and it's just me and the Lord. Hallelujah. Because this is a special something, a special Christmas program that I just felt led today to do this. I just wanted to let you know how much you're loved, and I want to play some of my favorite songs. Not a lot because of time, but I have some favorite songs that have special meanings behind them, and I wanted to share them with you. My co-host Jerry's not with me today because she didn't even know I was going to do this. But she'll be back. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. You know, I'm just thankful that she's in my life now, that God's called her and she's heard that call. And I have so many things to be thankful for. And I just want you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what this year has brought by your way, I just want you to learn to be thankful for all that God has done, because it's truly a different kind of love. You know, this is a season we're sharing the love of God through his son. And so I just want you to know he loves you, okay? And we have lots to be thankful for, because his love truly is a different kind of love. Okay, I'm going to play a song and come right back with you. Enjoy the music.
Best in all that you do. Help me, help me. It's a different kind of love. Something you just gotta experience. It's hard to put into words, but it's really beautiful, that love. I would highly recommend it to you. If you ain't tapped into it, please allow me to share it with you. It's a different kind of love. Different kind of love. Gotta be supernatural. Something hits me from the clouds above. Till I met this love named El Shaddai. He used to smile at me from way up high. Whenever I gazed at the bright sunshine, I felt like a million. Oh, what a wonderful feeling to know a love faithful and real. Can I get a witness? Do you know how I feel? Oh, something you just gotta experience. Hard to put into words, but it's really beautiful, that love. I would highly recommend it to you. If you ain't tapped into it, please allow me to share it with you. It's a different kind of love. Different kind of love. Gotta be supernatural. Something hits me from the clouds above. Your medicine, give me what you got, even if it be an inch. You pour this loving on me, now me broken heart fixed. Now I can love again, feel so good to hug again. Trying to be a better friend with this love that's ever seen. Inside out, I know what it's about. So please hear the words that's coming out me mouth. Faithful in the winter, the summertime too. Ooh-ooh. Took away my pain, he could do the same for you. Ooh-ooh. Something unconditional, won't hold sins against you. No, no carbon copy here, his love is original. You can be yourself, no need for the rituals. He created me and you to love us in the physical and in the spiritual. Yes, this is biblical. It can be difficult to wrap around your mental though.
More and more each day I fall in love.
Different kind of love. Gotta be supernatural. Something hits me from the clouds above. I've never known love like this before. It's a different kind of love.
Oh, different.
Isn't that a beautiful song? I love that song. That's our baby girl, Octavia Harris. She does all our web designs, and she's a musician from her heart. Praise God, because God's love is a different kind of love. And I just want you to know that. I just want you to sense, if you're alone, you feel like, you know, you've made so many mistakes of your past and that many bad things have happened. Because I had bad things happen from Jump Street this year. I lost my brother, my only brother, in February of 2019. But, you know, different things, you know, that happened to us, coming from dysfunctional family or a failed marriage or, I mean, you know, just a lot of rejection from people, abortions that may have happened to you, all kinds of things can hold us back. And Satan uses those things to hold us back and to look backwards and to live in our past so it stops us from going forward. But when you start praising God and just being thankful for what he's done and for his different kind of love, it just changes things. And that's what I want you to work on this year as you enter in 2019. Just be thankful.
Lord, know you're thinking, but the song is over. The song is over. Hezzy, the song is over. The song is over. Thank you.
See, brothers and sisters, you are blessed of the Lord. And so many things to be thankful for when we really count our blessings. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs for our baby girl that just shows you that we are not alone. And you know what? If you start counting your blessings and being thankful, just remember, if you're a child of the King and just, you know, Jesus was born, Isaiah 9:6, a child was born unto us and he lives inside of us as born again believers. Go to Galatians 3. It says right here, and if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And if you don't know what those promises are and those favors are, go back to Genesis 27. Right there in verse 28, talks about like 5 or 6 different blessings, starting in verse 28, about the dew coming from heaven down here on earth, and just goes on and on. We are partakers of his divine nature. And it says in Ephesians 1, blessed favor be the God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings. You are not alone. So be blessed and listen to this song.
Alone.
See, our God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. You are never, never alone. Awesome. And I just want you to be encouraged. It says, for unto us that this season now was born to us, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's who he is for you. Right now, he loves you, and he wants you to experience more of him in 2019. And as you leave 2018, that is your past. And God can take all the good and the bad and the ugly. He specializes in that, taking that and turning it in for your good and for his glory to be part of your destiny and your future. So don't let the devil, you know, we've been talking about his six lies, and we're going to get back to that, me and my co-host, about his six lies. Don't believe his lies about your past. Your past does not define who you are today as a child of God, because you are a child of the King. This King Jesus loves you. And he is an awesome God, because it was God in Christ Jesus reconciling you to him. Hallelujah.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from
the power and love our God.
I hope you're enjoying these songs. I picked some of the favorite songs that I love, that's blessed me, and because our God is an awesome God. Now, here's a slower one, and it's just talking about Jesus being the reason for everything. He loves you. He died for you, and I just want you to experience all who He's created you to be. That's why He's called us to have the CUBU Women's Conference next year, and I hope you join us. Stay tuned to our website, www.lovebyexample.com. Updates will be there, but meanwhile, just focus on His love.
This holiday, comes once again, fills me with so much joy, when family and friends are near.
Praise the Lord. I'm almost finished with my songs. Time goes by really fast when you're having fun. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, I just want you to know that we all need healing. We're all human beings. We've all been affected by sin, but God loves you and He cares for you. And if you haven't received His Son, because He is the only way to get with God, you cannot try to work harder to be accepted by God or try to keep all the Ten Commandments or some of the Ten Commandments. God isn't great on a scale. And you're not better than your neighbor or anybody else because you do this. It's only Christ that completed the call that God had on our lives, and that is total perfection. Jesus Christ forgave us of our sins and gave us his new nature. So listen to this sinner's prayer. If you never received Jesus in your personal life, get the healing that you need because he loves you.
We all need cleansing. We all need healing. And some of us need salvation. The beautiful thing is it all can be found in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we're just going to ask the Lord to cleanse us, to heal us, and to save us.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Cleanse me.
Oh.
Cleanse
us, Jesus.
Cleanse me.
Only you, Lord.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me, Father.
Cleanse me. Cleanse me with your precious blood today. Heal me.
Heal me, Jesus. Just tell the Lord, say, cleanse me, Jesus, from the inside out. He's waiting to forgive. Oh, what a good God we serve. No matter what you've done, you can be covered by the blood. Just say, cleanse me with your precious blood today. You need healing, tell the great physician. Say, heal me in those places, Jesus. In those broken areas, Lord. Only you can heal me. By your stripes, I've been healed. Heal me, Lord. Do is say, save me, Jesus. I repent. I believe that you died for my sins and rose again. I want to make you Lord and Savior for the rest of my days. Save me, save me, save me. Yes, save me. Yes, save me. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. It down.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me.
I'm saved, yes. I'm on my way, eternal life. I'ma live forever. Everybody shout, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed this Christmas gift. This is my gift to you from Papa Walter and Jerry. We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And I want you to shake off anything that's negative, that's held you back from last year and the years past. Shake it off and be loose and set free because God loves you. Okay, stay tuned and we'll be back on schedule after the holidays. But meanwhile, tomorrow's a special day. Celebrate it, knowing who you are and how much He loves you. Shake loose those things and put on the new for 2019. Hey, I love you.